It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. This conversation is maybe a little adult theme, so we'll try to keep it clean. But if you got little ones, maybe it's something you don't want to have to explain to them or talk about. Maybe turn the radio down just a little bit. Kind of wondering, when did you have the talk?
The talk.
The T to the A to the L to the K. The talk. The birds and the bees.
Oh, I thought you meant about like mortgage and balancing checkbooks.
No, some of us still need to have that talk, but
why are you looking at me?
I'm just, no. 833-563-2539. Because I think you're the one that brought this up, weren't you? Or is it Liv?
So no, I have to sign a permission slip because my daughter is going to, they're going to go and learn about the birds and the bees. Their class will go to, and I did this, I remember when I was little, we went to, some museum, and they had this statue. Her name was Pam, and Pam was a clear statue, and she lit up. So it'd be like, here are the mammary glands, and they'd be like, and then Pam turned into a man. And
Hold on. Now you got me confused.
I mean, it sounds so weird. And then they were like, here are the, you know, different parts of the body. So it was more about, I mean, it was very like science. It wasn't at all, you know, the other stuff. But here's the thing. As a mom, I want to beat the friends. I want to beat the friends who tell the kids the wrong information of what does what and blah, blah, blah.
Do you feel like it's too late? Like, are you worried that it's already happened?
Not in third grade, I don't, or fourth grade. Like third, fourth, you're okay. Third, fourth, fifth is the time. Which sounds so young, I know. But
how do you know this? And I'm not saying you're like, I'm not questioning your parenting abilities. I just feel like kids learn stuff at a very, very faster rate than I feel like we did.
Oh, I know.
Like they shouldn't know in third and fourth grade, but I feel like they do.
Oh, the things that come out of her mouth, I'm like, how do you know that? She's nine, but she does. And so I'm like, well, what do your friends say? I just want to know what information she, I'm really lucky because she feels very open with me. So she will tell me if she has questions. It's the ones that are scared to go to their parents if they have a question about things. Because then they get their information from
my
who knows
mom
where.
Was a nurse. Like I had the, like my dad would be scared of that. But my mom was a nurse. So I knew about stuff like in elementary school. But it was so interesting though. I think my mom really hit hard STDs. So that was kind of a scary thing.
But she Like, what did she say?
She talked about like warts are and herpes.
Oh,
I mean, like, my point
gosh.
Is, you name it, she explained how you get it. What
how
it
old
is.
Were you?
Elementary school.
Really?
My mom was a nurse. My mom did wound care. Like, I saw a lot of things. But I, for me, that was good, though.
That's probably terrified you, like, to be cautious.
When I did have a girlfriend and, like, we would hook up and get intimate, like, even with a condom, I'm like, I don't know if the condom worked. I'm afraid I want to have something. So, I mean, I think it maybe scared me a little bit too much. Now, I want to get to everybody here on the show. But, poor child, let's go to you next. Because I wonder, what did your parents teach you? Or what did they even tell you?
Well, when my parents had me, they were 38 years old. So they were kind of on the older end of the spectrum. So now I'm 30, they're like almost 70. So I think because of my age gap with my parents, that contributed to the fact that I never had the talk.
Well, you didn't
that
have the talk.
That explains a lot. I'm
just kidding. Correct. I remember in fifth grade, there was one girl who wasn't allowed to go in the talk class.
Yeah, like you have to sign a permission slip or they will not let your kid in there.
And it was so weird, the one girl that couldn't. It was so funny. But yeah, I remember that class. And
wait, why
whatever.
Is it so funny? Is she the one that got like pregnant?
No. It was just funny to be the one kid that couldn't go to that talk class.
I went to Catholic grade school. I will say the more sheltered, like I just remember this one girl was never allowed to do anything, the most sheltered, and she, boom, was the one who got pregnant in high school.
Well, of
like
course.
Twice. I feel like the more sheltered kids that are never talked to and don't, that those are the ones.
Now
then they go wild.
Now live the web girl. I wonder how it is because you have three older sisters if people don't know that.
Yes.
But I just don't see your mom and dad jumping up and down like, Olivia, let's talk about the birds and the bees.
So we learned a lot about it in school. I remember like in seventh grade, we watched a video and it wasn't really about like the science of like, you know, you...
Birth.
Oh gosh, definitely not.
It like wasn't the sperm really like, and the egg.
Yeah, it wasn't really like too much about like the anatomy of the female body and the male body. But it was more of just like talking about like... flipping pancakes and how it is and then connecting it back to like your spirituality and like what it means and all of this stuff. So, but I never really, I don't know. I remember being in like kindergarten and telling my parents that I know what sex is and they're like, oh, And like, what? Like, who told you that? I said, a girl in class told me that a guy, mom and a dad roll around in the bed.
See?
And that's what I thought it was. But
you
I want to
beat the friends. That's what you want to do as a parent.
Kindergarten, Mackenzie. You're fifth grade.
And I believed that up until my sophomore year of high school. No, I'm just kidding. But
I thought that in first grade, I had a panic attack because I thought if a boy and a girl kissed, you got pregnant.
You're like,
and a little boy tried to kiss me. I'm like, oh my God.
Because he's like, I'm pregnant. Oh, no. Now, we're going to get your calls, 833-563-2539, because some of these I see up here look really good. I'll wrap it up with my dad real quick, though. I remember when my brother and I actually both had, like, girlfriends at the time. I think I was, like, 21, and he was, like, 17 or 18. My dad never had the talk, but he's like, you guys got girlfriends? Like, he was just angry and awkward. He's like, don't get him pregnant. I'm like, wow, Dad, that's a great idea. I won't get him pregnant. Thank you.
That's all he said. That was your talk?
That was the talk with my dad. Yeah, that was it. All right, we're going to talk to you next here. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. It is Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now, and this is kind of an adult conversation. So
yes, earmuffs for the kiddos.
We are wondering from you at 833-563-2539. When did you have the talk, like the birds and the bees, and how did it all go down?
Yes, because we love the awkward stories.
All right, let's bring it on this morning. We will say good morning to Clarissa. Hey, you're on Joe Mackenzie.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Girl. Okay, so like Pork Chop, my parents never gave me the talk.
And is there a huge age gap between you and your parents, or why do you think they didn't give you the talk?
No, there's no huge, my mom is, you know, only about a normal age. She's only 18 years older than me, so she had me at a young age.
So how did you find out what goes down?
My mom, when you're going through puberty, you know, you're exploring different things. My mom caught me looking at a magazine.
Ooh. Oh.
So then she's like, well, honey, since you're there, let's talk.
She caught me looking at both sexes.
And at that point, she was like, well, good. I don't have to have the talk. Looks like the magazine
exactly.
already did it for
she's
you.
Like, well, she's like, what do you know already? I was like, well, I know this, this, and this. I was like, I know you can get, you know, herpes and STDs. I was like, she's like, oh, okay, well, you covered it. I'm done.
My job is done here.
Wow. All right. Thank you, Playboy. Thank you, Clarissa, for calling in this morning. Let's go to Steven. Hey, Steven, you're on Joe Mackenzie. Tell us about the talk.
So my talk was just a little different. I actually was probably 16, 17. Went out for a bike ride with my friends. Came back. I just happened to be working on a car out in the driveway. And he found something in the dryer. He found a wrapper.
Oh,
you know, that something you would use. And I was like, man, I'm telling you, Dad, it's not mine. He's like, well, you just did your clothes and it just happens to be in there. I'm like, I promise you it's not mine. He's like, well, if you're doing it, then I'm glad you're being safe and blah, blah, blah. Well, it turns out, this is actually funny. It turns out my like 12, 13 year old brother at the time went down to the gas station with his friends to get one so they could blow him up. And he did his clothes, and it happened to be in the dryer.
Your dad's like, I don't believe that one at all.
Likely story.
Hey, Steven, thank you for calling in this morning. He's like, son, women are kind of like cars. You got to pop the hood. You got to check the oil.
Okay, let's take another call.
That's just what my dad would have done.
I don't know where you're going.
I don't, honestly, I don't either. Patty, you're on Joe Mackenzie. Let's talk about it. What happened with you getting to talk about the birds and the bees?
So my son just turned 11, and he is in fourth grade. So I'm like, okay, well, we've had some talk, but not a lot. Because I'm, you know, he's 10, so I'm like, no, he doesn't need it. Well, like 3 weeks ago, he has an issue with his PlayStation 4. It's not working. So we couldn't figure out what was wrong with it. And his dad did some YouTube Googling or whatever. Well, come to find out he had to reset it. So we asked him, well, what were you doing? This is hilarious, okay? He said, nothing. I don't do anything on it. I just, you know, play Fortnite, watch YouTube, watch Netflix, watch Pornhub. Just like that. Like, he tried to sneak it in there. His PlayStation had a virus because he was watching porn.
How old is he?
He just turned 11.
OMG, Mackenzie. What did you do? This is terrifying to me.
I don't know about girls.
I did it, honestly. I had, like, I was just in shock. Like, I was in awe. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. Like, so I waited till, like, the next day, and then I sat him down, and I was like, you know, you can't be watching this stuff. It's not okay. Like, you know, kind of explain. But I was just, I didn't even know what to say.
Wow.
It is too accessible.
I can't believe he admitted. Yes. He outed himself.
But he was smart. He's like, yeah, I was playing Pokemon, Pornhub.
Yeah, like he tried to throw it in there. Like, it was okay.
What
yeah.
a boss.
I also have a theory that gaming is making like this kids generation know things way early, because when you think about it, there's like these third graders and fourth graders and fifth graders playing like Fortnite and stuff and are mic'd up and talking to like kids who are in high school. Mm. And so they're like learning and talking about when you're playing online
that
with people.
Shocking, though.
You're having conversations with them about stuff.
Let's go to Kelly True. This morning. Hey, Kelly, thanks for calling in to Joe McKenzie. Kelly, tell us about the birds and the bees.
Hey, guys. From my point, my parents never really gave me the talk. They were just old school Asian family. Got all the education from my Catholic education and friends and everything else. I'm calling more about me as a parent having to talk with my three boys.
Oh, well, how did that go? That's a whole other situation. Yeah. How'd you tell them?
So there's about 4 or 5 years difference between the boys. So they all vary. And I know with media and everything else, they're going to learn more and know more with friends. But it all depends on with the boys. So I haven't had one yet with my 15-year-old, but my other two, I did it while I'm driving. And they're in the passenger side, so I know they're not running away from me, anything else. So my biggest thing is, you know, just let me get through this. I know this is going to be awkward. I know you probably know more than me probably or whatever. But, you know, it's just calm conversation. And then, of course, at the end of it, you know, I do a whole dramatic thing with the glove compartment. Just grab some condoms if you need to, please.
Oh, my God. Dad, what are you doing? If I was your kids, which is a good thing, I'm glad you had the talk, I would have been like, duck and roll. We're getting out of this thing. As soon as Dad gets out, I'm like, help! Somebody!
Just mouth help to other cars passing by.
We're having the talk.
Help.
Hey, I love these stories. If you have anything else, all you got to do is DM us. It's Joe McKenzie. We'd love to hear from you about those awkward times where you had the talk.